second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the facilitator of Hitler's Victory, a final appeal for peace and sanity, a speech that was given on July 19th, 1940. And regarding the Versailles Treaty, which is really economic warfare against Germany, in 1918, Sir Alfred E. Zimmern, Z-I-M-M-E-R-N, who is a crypto Jew, he was also a member of Alfred Milner's Roundtable. He wrote a plan for Germany entitled The Economic Weapon Against Germany, in which he said, and I quote, "The Central Powers are being besieged by practically the entire world, and they have no means at their disposal for bringing the siege to an end," unquote. He indicated that systematic, large-scale economic warfare was yet untried and that Germany would not anticipate its effectiveness. He and his cohorts had post-war plans devised at the peace conference. While the physical blockade would ultimately end, they would make certain that Germany would lack access to raw materials, making industrial employment impossible. Without manufacturing, the returning soldiers would not find employment. The Allies, by confiscating and managing essential supplies, they would incapacitate Germany and make it impossible for her to recover from warfare. This would cause food shortages and famine, which would affect all of civilized Europe, if not the whole world, for as long as 3 years. He wrote, and I quote, "Who more naturally than Germany? It is not as if the boycott had to be organized. It will come about almost of itself, unless special provision is made in the peace," unquote. So this was all planned as part of the Versailles Treaty. It was planned as early as 1906.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know, there's one thing I was going to mention. If people are going onto my website to look for this, this was posted a couple of weeks back now. But you may be wondering why the video itself is not available on YouTube. I've only got the beginning portion of it, the first 15 minutes of it, on YouTube. And the reason is this: with my last film, Hitler's Shadow, in the service of the Fuhrer, that film got taken down by YouTube within about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and at that time they limited my account. I used to have an unlimited account where I could put up a video of any length. They limited it to 15 minutes, but I still have my a backup account that I use from time to time, and that one allows for longer videos. So I went ahead and uploaded this to our film to YouTube, and now the whole process of getting this rendered into the final thing, which was almost 2 gigabytes in size, took hours and hours and hours. So then I have to upload that. That took several hours to upload 2 gigabytes to YouTube, and then when it gets to YouTube, then it has to be rendered on their side again, which takes again several hours of this processing that they do into flash format. Well, within 5 minutes of the finalizing of this film, they banned it worldwide.
That tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And what they said was that, they specified that there were certain clips within this film that are belonging to a certain agency, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head now, but I looked the firm up, and guess what? It's a subsidiary of Bertelsmann, and you and I know about Bertelsmann, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people just never give up. Oh, my
That's
word.
Right.
We're just surrounded
That's
by
right.
people who are calling us names because we're, well, because of what we say, what we do. And
yeah.
Unbelievable. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. And why don't we take some calls after the break?
Sure.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. All righty. Continue. We don't have any calls.
That's okay. We got lots to talk about. To finish up what I was saying just before the break there. So what I've done is I was able to get the first 15 minute segment uploaded to YouTube, and so far it's been fine. It's been a couple weeks now, they haven't taken it down. So apparently there was nothing in that particular segment, so it's still there. And then what you need to do when you go on to that is to just open up the description. That is in there. The full description of the film is there. And in that, you'll also have the link to where the full version is available. I've got it on archive.org. Okay.
Right.
Or you could just go to my website and, in fact, and you'll get the link directly there too.
Or and, on today's schedule page. Today's
Oh,
date.
There you go. Right. Yeah. And on our, the nice thing about archive.org is that you can also download it either the full version is 2 gigabytes in the AVI format or 750 megabytes in the MP4 format. So you can download it and watch it in your own leisure as well.
Right.
All right. So just so people know where they can get it and what to expect there, and the reason why I say the whole thing is not on YouTube. They don't like the truth, and apparently what's happened is since the last film I made, it obviously means that my account is flagged, and so whatever I put up there is put under scrutiny automatically through their computer systems by various algorithms and targeted.
Right.
there are people that just don't want this information to come out, as you said. Okay.
Right.
So
I'm surprised that they let the greatest story never told.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to 21 parts. But
right, and he uses all kinds of footage that are from mainstream sources.
Right.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. I mean, I think he had to initiate another account, YouTube. I know that he hasn't. It hasn't been totally problem-free.
Right, right. But yeah, it makes you wonder. And this is the thing, is that these clips that they were saying, oh, this is copyright footage, blah, 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 you can't use that. Well, guess what? I mean, I got it from YouTube. Where do you think I got it from? It's there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And those accounts are not taken down. You can watch the whole thing if you know what you're looking for. And that was the thing. You had to put in German search terms to find this stuff. Guess what one of the things was that they didn't want people to see?
What?
Well, after the speech, you'll see some added footage that I put in there. And one of them was of British prisoners taken captive in Norway. And an interview that was conducted with them where they were telling how well they have been treated by the Germans and how they're, you know, looking forward to the war being over and being able to go home.
Yeah. And what was it? 99% of the Americans who were held captive in Germany went home.
Right. Yeah. And this is the other thing you will see if through the course of this film when he gets into detailing the battles that took place in France. You're going to see a lot of film footage, of actual film, German newsreel film footage from the German perspective of what was going down with Hitler telling you what was going on. And then you will see the French being taken prisoner and, how well they were treated. And they were just like, you'll see the look on their faces, like they were just in shock of how easily they had just been defeated. And the relief on their face about, oh my God, okay, it's over, we're fine now. They were sat down. They weren't even in handcuffs. They didn't have, they weren't blindfolded. They weren't put into orange uniforms and put it on their knees in stress positions. They were just walking around. The Germans just disarmed them, sat them down, gave them medical treatment, gave them food to eat, and they looked relieved. They looked really relieved, and you could see some of them even smiling and going, okay, it's over, good. You know, pretty soon we can go home type of thing.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, just, you know, have a really good look at those segments when you watch the film, please, and realize, you know, that's not staged. That was actual footage. You'll actually see them being captured and then how they were being treated afterwards. And you will see the same thing again at the very end with the extra footage from Dunkirk. And I do have an extra comment about that, but I'll leave it for another time.
Oh, now you have me curious. You can't do that.
Well, you know, Deanna, and this comes up so often regarding Dunkirk, and it came up again in something I posted on Facebook the other day, and somebody said, well, Hitler was a total idiot for not annihilating the British at Dunkirk. And you in your program, you went through a whole bunch of reasons, for technical reasons, why it was not possible to completely destroy.
Exactly.
Destroy them. However, I look at it differently, and even Hitler, you'll hear him, what he has to say about it. In his own words, he annihilated the British Expeditionary Force at Dunkirk. Well, what does that mean? Did he put them all in gas ovens? No.
There were no gas ovens.
No. You know, there were, you know, so he uses that word in there. You know, he annihilates them just the way he said that he was going to annihilate, you know, Jewish power in Germany.
Sure.
It didn't mean he was going to kill all the Jews. He didn't say he was going to kill all the British or that he had killed all the British. But he had taken them out of the war and he had destroyed their capacity to do anything effectively. They had to retreat and leave all of their munitions and their weapons and everything on the beach where they were. Now, just consider this. For all of you people who sit there and say, well, Hitler was stupid, all these armchair quarterbacks, what do you suppose – I mean, it was bad enough that Churchill tried to claim a victory out of this massive defeat. Hitler just goes to town on him about that, claiming a victory out of this massive defeat. You just got your ass kicked, buddy. Like, what are you talking about? But, you know, what would Churchill and the rest of these people have said if the Germans had just mowed down and massacred the retreating British who had left their arms on the beach and were now fleeing into the water to get on the boats to go home? What would they have said? Now, would that not have constituted a major war crime right there?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what would they have said? See, that was not Hitler's intent. Hitler's intent was always peace. He didn't want this war. They forced it upon him. And the whole thing with the European war was that, you know, they declared war on Germany, not the other way around. And so he goes into how he had to go into, we talked this a little bit in the previous show, he had to go into Belgium and Holland, in order to head off the British and the French who were going to invade those countries anyways. The same thing happened in Narvik, in Norway. And that these countries were feigning neutrality. They had no intention of defending their neutrality against the British or the French. They were cooperating with them. And so that put Germany at risk, and thus with what was going on, what they were picking up from their own intelligence reports, they could see this. And what came out also in this speech is that Hitler refers to the fact that while they were at war in France, a soldier came across. They were searching through a railway station. And they came across secret documents that were going to be shipped out, that the French, I guess, were planning on shipping out to hide them. Or maybe they were just trying to hide them at this railway station. But one German soldier was searching through some train cars and found this one document that had some curious writing on it. And he thought it was significant, but he wasn't sure. And so he passed it up the chain of command and ended up at the Wehrmacht headquarters. And they looked at it and they went, oh, my God, we need to search that train station totally. They went through it and found the protocols of the
Lurid Elders of Zion.
Of the Allied command.
Right.
And all of their war plans, how these had been put out.
I was joking. You know,
long in advance of World War of the World War II, how they were planned this all along to attack Germany.
Right. I was just joking with you.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Every time the word protocols comes up, that's immediately what people think about.
Right. Right. So anyway, so he talks about that in there, and how and also a lot about you know Churchill's own verbosity, and he was just so full of himself, and he just couldn't shut up. You know, that tipped off the Germans enough already, but what
right.
they had in mind,
and he
you
did
know.
All of it without a teleprompter.
Yeah. Oh, it was just an amazing speech. So that's some of those. And by the way, these secret documents. Now, I researched this a couple of months ago, and I meant to try and get back to this. But those were, in fact, found. I've read that those documents were found even after the war, after Germany was defeated. It is a fact that they found those documents in France, just as they also found similar documents in Poland when they went in there.
Right.
Showing that the Allies had planned all of this stuff long and far in advance.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
we are coming up on a break. We do have callers lining up. So when we get back, we will take some calls. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Already, huh?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All right, let's take Julie in Missouri. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I sent you an email about the kosher food. Did you get that?
Did you send it to my to the Yahoo one or the other one?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I will look at that.
Okay. There's a huge difference in kosher and non-kosher food that people don't know about. You know, it's got the U, the K, and the C-O-R.
Right.
Okay. Every Jew knows not to eat kosher foods. And this is something you can verify yourself. You can look at this. You can check it out.
Okay.
You can take two products, two identical products. Okay. You can look at the kosher product, and you can turn them over, and you can look at the label on the back. In the non-kosher products, there will always be one or two known poisonous toxins in that product. The kosher product will not have that.
Oh, really?
That is how big this conspiracy is. I sent you a video. You can verify this yourself.
Okay, you probably sent it to my regular email. Okay, I'll look at that.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's how big it is. It goes all the way down to baby food.
Wow.
Literally, they're poisoning our babies.
Wow.
I just got off of a 30-day block for posting the Jew Truth on my page.
Okay.
I'm back on for 3 days, and I'm blocked again for another 30 days.
And you're talking about YouTube?
No, I'm talking about Facebook.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just spent 30 days blocked. I was back on for 3 days, and I'm blocked for 30 days again. And in the process of doing that, I learned another truth, that they're desperate to keep hidden. And that is the Native American truth, because they have rewritten the history books to suggest that the white Americans literally distributed smallpox-infested blankets among the Indians. And the myth, the noble savage thing is a myth. They were savages, plain and simple. And I have a significant amount of Native American blood in me, but I'm not going to deny that fact. But there's not a shred of evidence to prove that. As a matter of fact, there is documentation to prove that the U.S. government literally inoculated and vaccinated these savages to keep, just like they did the citizens, the U.S. government citizens. And I'm blocked for posting this.
Wow.
The end time, I'm telling you guys, it's not just the World War II truth that is lie. The entire historical record is falsified, and it's all in an effort to demonize the white race. All of
it. So, do you have a question for Wayne or a comment for Wayne?
I wanted him to know if he's ever looked at the 30-day war, the one that really that literally just decimated Europe. I mean, the 30-year war.
30-year war. Yeah. Well, that's
30-year war.
Yeah. Yeah. And
because, you know, the Jewish property, they spared the Jews. When you go back and look at the wars, the Jews were always spared, and that's because they were funding both sides. And at the end of the war, their territory and their ghettos would increase, and they'd get richer.
Yeah. Well, that's something I'm probably going to be touching on in an upcoming post. Like I say, I've been researching a lot of things in the last while, and it's going to go into a lot of the not only the pre-World War II history, but pre-World War I, going back into the early 1800s, and how all of this stuff came about. And this relates also to the flag. Which I called the false flag of the Bundesrepublik, Federal Republic of Germany, that has the black stripe on the top, and going through more of the history that I've discovered about that, and that goes back to about 1813, and the rebels who were fighting against Napoleon. And people have to realize, you know, the dozens and dozens of times that Germany was invaded by the French, and the atrocities that were committed against the Germans, particularly down there in the southwest region of the Rhineland-Palatinate, as they call it now in English, Rhineland-Pfalz. The horrendous atrocities committed by the French that rival everything that was done by the Russians to the Germans in World War II.
Really?
It was, yes. And so you had, at that time, and Napoleon, well, you know, I mean, he was an agent. Everybody wants to keep saying, oh, Hitler was an agent of the Rothschilds. No. If you look at all of the facts, you'll see, obviously, Hitler was against them, and they were opposed to him because he threatened their whole entire, their global
scam.
Even if he didn't go outside of his borders, just what he was doing set a model, a precedent that, if followed by other people, would have brought their whole operation to a halt. But whereas Napoleon, there's no real big condemnation by the court historians of Napoleon, but he just butchered people all across Europe. You know,
yeah.
And they used him, and then for a while they stopped him with the Congress of Vienna. Well, that was really the first attempt of a new world order. That was the real, just as with the League of Nations, that was their first attempt, the Rothschild attempt to set up a new world order type of thing in Europe.
Napoleon was the first person who promised to restore the Jews to Palestine. He did that in 1799.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Julie, you're welcome to stay over the break. We do need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And we still have Julie on the phone. And Bonaparte, Napoleon, was a Freemason, and he allowed the Rothschilds to continue their business during the Napoleonic Wars stopping their ships.
Absolutely, and that's something I'm going to be discussing as well. I was pleased to hear Veronica talking about that with your interview with her on Saturday, because that's certainly something that has come up a lot in what my research of late is the influence of Freemasonry, through which the so-called Jews are able to conduct their work is through the Freemasonic organizations. And the thing with Napoleon too was that how you can tell is that he was their boy, is that when it didn't serve their agenda for a time there, they put him in the penalty box.
Sure.
And then they let him out of the penalty box again until people would say okay, we're going to sign this agreement here, we're going to bring about their agenda type of thing, right? And then he was left to go off and retire again,
right.
Well, they weren't going to give Hitler that option at all, were they?
No, he had a different plan. Julie, did you have another question or comment?
Yeah, I do have another question, but first I want to say about the new, what I call.
I would appreciate it if you try and stay on the topic that I'm on here to talk about today.
It's about what you're talking about, the Rothschild. They're claiming that Hitler was a Rothschild and all that silly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get past the Jew World Order, history gatekeepers, the whole hoax enforcers, they're just there to you know, they're trying to hide the fact that Hitler wrote the blueprint to destroy the New World Order.
But absolutely.
I'm not really sure what your topic is. I came in an hour late. I'd been to the grocery store, and I just looked up and saw it on Twitter. But I was just wondering what Bismarck, what do you think about Bismarck? What was his role in all of this prior to this?
I wouldn't consider myself an expert on Bismarck at this point in time, but there is some of that's going to come out, as I say, in a post that I'm working on. I can't give you a time frame on it, but I'm working on this, and but predominantly it will show you the role of Freemasonry, which was also very much being practiced in and allowed in Prussia, which is where Bismarck came from, and how even after there was a revolt in 1832 that was put down, that was at the, after the Hambacher Fest, mainly due to the Prussians. And then again, there was another one in 1848, but that was a total fake revolution, that brought about the Frankfurt Parliament, and they were all Freemasons. That's what I've, concluded now. And they're the ones who brought in the black, red and gold flag, which is, turning the real flag of Germany, which is gold, red and black, turning it over on its head. That only lasted for about 2 years, but that was totally inspired by the Freemasons and the Jews, and did nothing for the people, for the peasants of Germany whatsoever. The King of Prussia turned around and put down that revolution, kicked them out, but maintained actually that flag for a time. And still maintained the rights that were given to the Jews under that Constitution of 1848. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
the Freemasons are just the lackeys. I mean, the Jews brag about that. They call them their Gentile lackeys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Julie,
anyway,
it's lovely to hear your
work.
It's lovely to hear your voice. Thank you for sending
that
film.
Make sure you watch that video, Deanna.
I will.
You really want to look into that. That's a really good topic for you because this is a huge conspiracy. Now, this is important.
All right.
This is one thing
I will watch
that. People up. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
All righty. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Well, I hope that more people start listening to your program. And I have been putting out the word now for a while. And I tell people, you want the real history, you better start paying attention and don't rehash all this fake history that has been peddled now for 100 years and that has caused so much suffering and so much death all around the world.
Indeed.
But,
well, thank you.
Yeah. I just, a moment ago, I was checking Hitler's Shadow by John Friend, and this video does not exist. So they're blocking it, try to block it from all different ends, that the truth comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Hitler's Shadow is my video, it's not John Friend's.
Yeah, but I clicked on his website there, and there is a YouTube site is there, but then it comes up, this video does not exist.
Yeah, that's it's because it's, as I said, it's no longer available on YouTube. They took it down. It's all, you have to go to archive.org or just go to my website and look for my posts about it there.
Well, you mentioned there about Napoleon. There about 35 years ago, there was a bestseller over there in Germany, and it was the translation of the Quatrains of Nostradamus by a fellow by the name of Centurio. He translated it in the 30s and early 40s of last century, and he called Napoleon the Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bee and the lily. You know.
Yeah, he absolutely was. You know, and I mentioned this just a few moments ago in talking with the other caller there, that Actually, it was a listener of Deanna's sent me a series of articles that he had written. This was back in November or December. And it just blew me away. It was a lot of history that I did not know regarding what had happened in the southwest region of Germany and how these people were butchered and being butchered by the French. Absolutely monstrous, hideous crimes perpetrated against them by the French. And the role, and what happened to those people and how they were kicked out of that region and then, they had to try to emigrate. They were trying to emigrate to the USA and then they got stranded in Britain and Britain was treating them like crap. It was only through intervention of somebody, I can't remember who it was, that they finally got, they were able to emigrate, large numbers of them, in the mid-1800s into America. And their story was just incredible, the horrors that those people faced. So this is something that has gone on against the German people for hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years, say, but near 1500 years.
Sure, yeah.
You know, yeah. Always from the surrounding nations, from the west, from the south, from the east, from the north, and basically devastated the country time and time again, and the people picked up their pieces, you know, because they loved their homeland, and built it up again, and when as soon as it was built up again, that's when they got smashed down again. They didn't move out and conquer the surrounding nations. The surrounding nations, time and time, conquered and occupied Germany and caused devastation. 30 Years' War is one of the biggest genocide, you know,
yes.
The Holocaust on the German people. But the population after the end of the 30 Years' War, from 18 million, there were less than 3 million people left.
Yeah.
You know, but all yeah. those things, they are not being mentioned, you know. But yesterday it was mentioned there about Dunkirk, you know. I understood, I saw the pictures, you know, when the British soldiers, they were camping on the beach, you know. They'd left their equipment behind, you know, and they were waiting for fisher boats and so to haul them across the channel. And there wouldn't have been any need to come with tanks. They could have, the German military could have wiped them out easily with airplanes and bomb them. But they did not want to cause a massacre. What I understood, Hitler said, there are people a lot like ours, and he did not want a bloodbath.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier on, and you can go on my latest video and watch that, and after the speech by Hitler, I've got the footage in there from the German newsreel footage of the battle at Dunkirk, with the German troops on the ground and the French troops and the carnage that was left on the beach. So you can see, I mean, they didn't just go to the shore and say, okay, British, you go home now, be nice boys, and we'll see you later. And that was a hell of a battle going on there. And they did destroy them. But Hitler, as I said, was not going to massacre those people who were escaping out. You know, all he wanted was for them to get the heck off of the continent. You know, they left all their armaments and everything behind. They were escaping with their lives, and they were lucky to get away with that. But he was not going to just mow them down in the water. And that would have been a war crime. That was not Hitler's way. Hitler and Germany were signatories of the Geneva Convention and the Hague Conventions, and they lived up to it. The Americans and the British and the French did not, nor did the Russians, because the Russians did not even sign on to it.
And for that matter,
neither did the Poles, because the Poles didn't even exist. Poland didn't even exist at the time that those conventions were signed.
Right.
And basically, he was vivid, you know, after they invaded Poland because of the killings of tens of thousands of German civilians, and he got saw the pictures about how brutally murdered and massacred the German civilians.
Right. Now, this is also in my film. He talks about this in his speech. And so while I'm giving you the speech by Hitler, you will also see some of those pictures of the slaughtered Germans in Poland that he's talking about. I've included that in this new video.
And as I say, he said in his speech, he fought all through the First World War, but nowhere ever had he seen that kind of a brutality and bestiality.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But anyway, what I want to say, people, when they listen, there are all the evidence, the photos, the store, and everything that the original archives there are on the internet about the bombing of Dresden, Hamburg, and altogether 60 major German cities. And the first time I heard about in a German newspaper here in Canada, they were talking about 400,000. Civilians got killed. And now they are down to 25,000. And I remember that about 15 years ago or so, there was the anniversary of Queen Victoria's, I think, birthday, and Queen Elizabeth, she wanted to visit the grave of her great-grandmother. Or great, no, I don't know, I might be one off. And en route to that, to the grave, queen with her entourage, they had to pass a public building, and on the building there was a small plaque commemorating then the 140,000 civilians that got killed. And the queen and her staff, you know, they had the audacity to ask the German authorities to remove that plaque so the queen would not be offended. And those yellow bellies that are running the show now, they obliged.
Yep. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's totally disgusting.
Mm-hmm. But predictable behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I say, the nature of the beast has not changed. What they did in Germany, I remember there in 1956, the Suez Crisis, when Nasser nationalized the Suez Canal, within a few hours, the British Air Force was up in the air and flattened the port city of Port Said. You can see the pictures there on the internet. And ever since, all the bombing of civilian targets by the two-headed beast, Anglo-American Empire, you know, all around the world. You know, the nature of the beast hasn't changed.
Right.
And about glorifying the militaries, you know, it should have sunk in by now, by any retard, you know, what they are fighting for, why they are going abroad. That's not to protect protect their country, protect the United States or Canada or whatever, or the British Empire, whatever idiots participate in there, you know.
Right. All righty, well, thank you, Werner. So, yeah. We always appreciate your wisdom and your phone calls.
Hey, you know, you are basically a voice crying in the wilderness, but I hope that more of the occupants of the wilderness start waking up.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know, my telephone cut off the receiver and I had it on speaker. I don't know if you got it.
Yep, we got it.
Okay. All right, before we move on, let me just finish up kind of describing the video. As I said, it's a long speech. The first half, you know, he goes through all this history of the of what happened after the Brits and the French declared war on Germany, and the defeat of the French and the Brits on the west and in Narvik, and you'll see a lot of that footage. Then he goes on to giving credit to all of those people within the German military, the Luftwaffe, the Bundeswehr, the Kriegsmarine, the Navy, and he lists all these people giving them all full credit for their participation and how well they served, you know, and so it's not just about Hitler. He's giving credit where credit is due at every opportunity throughout this speech. He goes on to, as I said, he went through a series of promotions. And so I left that part out because I thought at that point you're probably going to lose the audience, but it is important to notice that he was giving credit to all of these people and telling, you know, why it was important to recognize these people. He then went on to mention Mussolini and how much he appreciated Mussolini, you know, who was an ally, you know, practically from the beginning. But he gave really a lot of credit to what the Italians did in support of that victory. And along with that, so I've got footage of the Italians as well, and their battles against the British are in there. And then in the second half of the film, it gets really heavy duty again. Like, it kind of slows down in the middle. But if you're finding that a bit too hard to follow along or boring, you know, skip through the second half. Don't go away without watching the second half of that speech where he really goes to town on Churchill.
Right, and you really need to concentrate and not be doing something else when you're...
Right,
because that's what I was doing something else, and I thought, no, I can't do something
else. You
got
to listen to it, yeah, yeah.
All righty, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. We do have one remaining caller.
I just want to make one quick statement because I know we're almost out of time. In that second half speech, what he really does, like I said, he goes to town on Churchill and really calls him out and being the warmonger that he is. But he also says how he regrets the loss of life that is about to happen. He talks about the fact that, you know, the bombings that have gone on, the aerial bombing of German civilians, and he takes church to the cleaners on that, rubs it in his face, and he said, we have not even responded to that yet. Now, this was in July of 1940. We have not even responded to that, but surely it is coming, but it will not be upon English civilians.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Churchill was a big piece of trash.
Biggest warmonger ever.
Dirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's take Andrew from Rhode Island. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. I know we're almost out of time, so I just wanted to say a resounding thank you to each of you. You guys, terrific websites. You compliment each other spot on. You know, a couple of my observations, too. I mean, Hitler said Europe would either be Christian or communist, if I'm not mistaken. And I think in the end he was spot on. He was right on as well, right? I mean, was World War II a victory for freedom, or was it a victory for communism or slash Zionism, which are one and the same? Am I right in saying that?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. D-Day was so highly celebrated and almost theatrical, but wasn't it really, I mean, the vast majority of Germans were decimated by the Russians, who were funded by the U.S. as well in many, many instances. So I think that the mention of Hitler being a Rothschild is absurd. I mean, he nationalized the Rothschild banks. I mean, he was demonized for trying to create an ethnocentric nation, which is what we have in Israel. You know, and the justification for our outrageous tax structure, for our involvement in World War One and World War Two, for our massive support in of Israel, is the Holocaust. And if we tear that that down, everything falls apart, and people are left with outrage and anger because this was so needless, so irrelevant. So I just wanted to make those comments, and I think you guys have a terrific website. That documentary, I mean, Hitler's War, that you made. Where your shoestring budget is a one-man show is the best documentary I've ever seen. And
that
depiction of that, it's true. I mean, I've mentioned that before. I've called him, but the depiction of that young German girl at the end of the video is so haunting. Mm-hmm. You know, when you read books like Hellstorm to see what she might have been subjugated to, it's just appalling. So those are my comments. I mean, America was no friend of Europe during World War II, and I don't know who was worse, Churchill, Stalin, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower. I mean, Eisenhower left Berlin to be decimated by the Russians.
Yep, they all belong to the same club.
Mm-hmm.
Same fraternity. Even last point, I mean, give him hell, Harry, right? He gave hell to Nagasaki and Hiroshima August 6th when they commemorate the transfiguration of Christ. It said Jesus shone light in the sun. I mean, he unleashes the atomic era to largely Christians in Japan who previously weren't that.
Right.
That's what we have. But keep up the great work.
And oh, thank you. And they were planning on nuking Germany. I can tell you that right now.
Definitely does. But thank you. Hitler wanted no part of that. I mean, he wanted no part of the atomic weapons. So,
thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you, Wayne. Appreciate so much all that you do. And we've run out of time, unfortunately.
Lots more for next time, then.
All right. All righty. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.